How big a boost of confidence is that? To
I mean, they told me earlier the week, you know, so I already had my mindset, you know, not coming out. It was just made me feel better, you know, about all the work I done put in, I done paid my dues, and I'm just glad the coach is trusting me.
You had a lot of big games last year with these type of numbers, but because a starting job's on the line, could you characterize this as a breakout game for you?
I'm just going to take it however you want to take it, you know. I feel like I just did what I had to do. If you consider it a breakout game or just a solid game, you know, it's a win, and I'm just glad I was able to be a part of it.
How important is it to go in the bye week with a win instead of the other way around? Now you're feeling good about yourself.
Yeah, we can relax and, you know, get forward to Baltimore. But it was a win, and then we can relax, enjoy this bye week. Won't be a bad taste in our mouth.
How did you hear the news you'd be starting, and how did you feel when you played?
Oh, I was already going to be starting. It was just, coach had told me earlier the week, like on Wednesday. I just didn't, you know, couldn't tell y'all because y'all know y'all be running y'all mouth. So, you know.
That's our job.
Yeah. So, you know, he told me this week I wasn't going to be rotating. Whenever I'm tired, just come out. So I pulled myself out a couple of plays because I was a little winded. But other than that, I just caught a couple of cramps, but I was able to finish the game.
How are you feeling right now, then?
I'm good, man. Just got a couple of IVs, you know, so I can make this long plane ride on. But other than that, I'm good.
We talk so often about how tough it is to get in the groove when you're pulled out every other series. Did you feel yourself much more comfortable tonight, the fact that you were
Yeah, knowing that if I get hot or get warmed up in a series, I know the next series coming up, I'll be in there, and that just helps me out a whole lot.
And the thing is, you got a couple big runs. I mean,
I just got to work on my wiggle and open field running, man, because once I get that down, I'll be the complete back.
How good did it feel to get the offense into the end zone a couple more times after only getting in once?
Yeah, it feels good, especially against, you know, a good team like the Patriots. And defense played good again, you know, well again. You know, hats off to them. And offensive line came to play today. You know, not to say they haven't been playing, you know, every other week, but we had a one goal, and that was to move the ball. And, you know, Jake played well. We protected him. And, you know, we look back in spurts how we supposed to be looking.
They pretty much shut down the game in the first week.
We got time for a couple more before we get to the shower, guys.
What did you see out there that was
good? I mean, we just coming into the game, we wanted to run outside because they be daring everyone to run outside, and had a couple plays when I bounced outside, but I left a couple plays on the field that I should have got outside and I didn't. But we just stuck with our basic game plan, you know, and we're going to keep coming at you and coming at you. And I think it helps the offensive line and helps the running backs when we're not rotating every series. So the offensive line, you know, they kind of speed things up according to who the back is or whatever.
Taylor, you've been waiting a long time for Coach to say – you were the guy.
Yeah.
When he told you that this week.
I he told me on Wednesday or Thursday, and just keep quiet from the media or whatever. But other than that, I had my mind ready on playing the whole game, and I was able to finish it, and I think I put out a solid performance today.
Did you poker face it a little bit with him, where you were like?
I was like, yeah, I'm gonna show you that I can carry it, and I think I had a good first out for us, me being a full time, you know, player.
Had a fair amount of pretty good games in Denver, but since you were the man for the whole game, basically, is this the best feeling you've had for a game?
Yeah, I don't think it's. I finally got over 20 carries and played the whole game, and it feels good. And I just been wanting to prove to the coaches I could do it, and I know I could do it. I just had to prove to my teammates and the coaches. And
do you have to prepare any differently when you're gonna milk your carry that much? I mean, during the week or
practice still goes the same as it's been going, and. Just as far as your mindset, you know, got to be mentally ready to go. Because I haven't been playing every snap, well, every series. But, you know, this game, I had my mind ready to go, and I think I did good.
You didn't tell anybody? Mom, dad?
Oh, I told family. But, you know, they not going to, you know, let y'all hear about it.
Yeah.
But other than that, not as far as the media, no.
Like, so who is the first person you called and said?
I told my girl that I won't be rotating. Like, good, because I got you on my fantasy team.
What?
She said, good, because I got you on my fantasy team.